Good morning.
Good morning.
As I was looking through verses for this time up here today, I got this idea to look up, and I got a little Nelson's Bible Dictionary, so I looked up sin, and it had quite a few paragraphs in there, but this one kind of really jumped out at me, so I wanted to share that with you this morning. It has verses that it refers to, so I'm going to go ahead and read those verses to you as I read through this. Sin involves the denial of the living God from whom human beings draw their life and existence. And that's out of Acts 17:28, which says, "For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are of his offspring." The consequences of the revolt is death and torment in hell. Death is the ultimate penalty imposed by God for sin. And that comes from Romans 6:23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of eternal life is Christ Jesus our Lord." Against this dark background of sin and its reality, the gospel comes as the good news of the deliverance of God has provided through his Son. Jesus bears penalty of sin in place of his people. It comes from Mark 10:45. "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." He also redeems us from lawlessness and makes us long for good works and service to God and others. And this is from Titus 2:14, "who gives himself to us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are all sinners, as your word tells us we are, Lord. And we certainly know this, and we struggle with that on this fallen world, Lord. And I pray that you would forgive us, Father, and help us to bring forth these sins to you and to ask your forgiveness. I pray that your Son's blood would cover us, Lord, and make us white as snow. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.